Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling books. Welcome to the show, Greg Braden.
Well, good evening, Nicole. It's certainly a pleasure to hear your voice and a pleasure to be here tonight.
Welcome to the show, Stuart Wild.
Thank you very much.
John Kehoe, welcome to News for the Soul.
Hey, how are you?
Next up, Dr. David Morehouse.
I'm so glad that you called me because you are doing such an important task, important work, because you are spreading a very positive message.
I was really moved by last week's show because we made a commitment to a worldwide event to try to change consciousness.
I'm feeling enormous energy around this show, just enormous. I really have to hand it to you, Nicole. You've created sort of a niche of amazing connections. It's just like the angels and the devatas that are like attracted to News for the Soul is amazing.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show. Next up on News for the Soul live shows today, Sacred Healing with Felice Deanna. Let's bring her on to reintroduce herself, her show, and what's up for today. Felice, welcome back.
Thank you very much, Nicole. Pleasure to be here. I'm Felice, and I do sacred healing. This healing is a wonderful, pure divine energy that really will move you on your soul evolution and also helps with, problems, emotional problems or pain or challenging situations. And it really does work. I mean, this came to me most likely about over 8 years ago now in a spiritual experience. If you'd have told me this can happen to somebody, I would have said you're cuckoo at that time, but I've learned so much. I got downloaded with so much stuff and also was given this spiritual gift in my several experiences over several months in 2012. And so I decided, what do I do with this? And I knew it was something that I needed to share. And so I took a leap of faith and started to do this work and was in awe of what people were telling me after they received it. And so here I am, and we're just going to have a chat today on changing perspective, which can help us get through difficult times. So when we talk about changing perspective, that sometimes is very hard for some of us to do because we're much more fixed in nature. And the problem with that is in order to get through challenges, you really have to become more adaptable because challenges usually always bring in change. And even though you might think this is not for you, this does not come naturally to you, it doesn't mean that you can't be successful at it. Because when you change perspectives on challenging situations, you begin to feel more positive and much less anxious about the situation. And, I mean, at this time, many of us are facing so many challenges in so many ways. I know I thought this would all be over by now, but it seems that the world has gone crazy in so many ways. And this is all over the world in so many places, and everybody's going through lots of changes right now. So the best thing to do with this is really to work on ourselves, because by working on ourselves, we become much less anxious. We then vibrate at a different level of energy. And, you know, it is all about energy. Everything is energy. And so the more positive we can put out there, the more positive it is for everybody, because, you know, this energy that really comes from a divine source that is the fuel for us all, we all breathe from the same pot. And so when the negative stuff is going in there, we're getting some of that back. And so as positive as you can make yourself will always put you in a better situation. So really, we can't always control what happens to us. But there is one thing we can do, and that is we all have the ability to take charge of our thinking, and thus it also takes charge of our emotions. Now, that doesn't mean to say that you'll suddenly not feel sad, but though what it means is that you'll be giving that sadness a space within you where it doesn't overwhelm you and where you can see your way forward. Because when we're hit by things, it feels really like we're in a dark hole, and it's difficult for us to see our way to climb out of that hole. So when you're changing perspective, it's really an inside job. And so the first thing you have to do is to learn to positive self-talk. Only the other day I was speaking to one of my friends who has been through many, many difficult times long before this virus over the last few years, and really very serious problems have kind of happened to her, from losing her husband, from first of all he got cancer, then he lost his job, then she lost her house, and then he suddenly passed away, and she doesn't have any children, so she's more or less on her own, but she has a couple of really very precious little dogs. And we were talking about this, and she said, you know, she's also learnt to self-talk. It wasn't something that she had always done, but over these rough times, she's learnt over these last few years to begin to self-talk, because she's changed some of the way she feels, because otherwise, you know, she gets depressed. And she's learnt to be grateful just kind of for what she's got left and what she's got in her life. And the most important things for her right now are these little precious little babies, furry babies that she's got, but also just the fact that she can pay her bills and she can drive her car and she can fill up a tank with gas does change. If you're thankful and grateful, it does kind of refocus you. So I'm going to give you a few ways on to change perspective. So one of the main things is you have to remember there are no shoulds in this life. When you keep thinking that things should be a certain way, you're going to cause yourself a lot of suffering. So that's the first thing that you have to change, that life is never that it should be a certain way. Life is just life, and it throws things at us. As we talked about just now, being grateful to the people that you have around you who you know are very well-meaning, want the best for you. The animals that you have, the things that you do that you really love, whether it's painting, hiking, those things that bring you joy. And you should try and do some of those things so that it lifts your spirits. And I know that sometimes in hard times, we don't feel like doing anything. We just feel as if we want time to stand still and nothing. We just want to sit there and do nothing and nothing to change. But that, as you know, that's not the way it works. So we really do have to at first force ourselves to do it. But then the more you do it, the easier it will become. Also, when you're facing new challenges, I want you to remember that the past is the past And even though a crisis, whether it be a loss of a job, the loss of a loved one, depression, anxiety, remind us of the bad things that have happened in the past, we kind of become overwhelmed by it. But you've got to remember that you're not going backwards. You're just really digging deeper. And when you're digging deeper, actually the better you're becoming, the healthier you're becoming. Because when you dig deeper, any of those past events that were not fully dealt with are coming back up for healing, because they're linked to something that's happening now, that same feeling, but it's not really been dealt with properly. So it comes back. And so here's the opportunity to deal with it now again. You also use your past experiences and the lessons you've learned about yourself to help you navigate those tough times. You know, time keeps moving on. Life goes on. The sun comes up, the birds sing, and nothing stays the same. So whatever the case, even if you feel like you don't want time to move, you have to move forwards in order to turn that page in the story of your life. So if there are others that you know will understand, reach out to them. I mean, you are not on your own in these times. There are professionals, there are support groups where you can share your story. And in those groups, you can be open to new viewpoints. But I do suggest that you come to your own conclusions and make your own decisions, because that will actually make you more self-reliant and also feel your own strength. And, you know, really remember how you pulled through those past difficult times and how much you've grown from them. You know, it seemed impossible then too, but remembering how you managed to battle through those hard times will definitely help you. Exercise is a great thing, because the thing is to find an activity that you find enjoyable and that works for you, because there's no point doing something that you really hate. You have to find it enjoyable, because when you find some joy in it, it shifts your energy to a more positive perspective. You begin to feel more relaxed. It improves your mood, and therefore you feel less anxious. Getting enough sleep is very important. I'm very guilty of not getting enough sleep, but that is really important, because I know that if I am really tired, my perspective is not always that clear to me. And it's known scientifically that lacking sleep causes higher rates of anxiety and depression. You're less able to control your moods if you're sleep deprived. And so, you know, it's not a bad thing, even if you have the time, if you're tired, to sometimes just take a nap in the day. But, you know, try to get, I would say, 7 hours of sleep a night is a great number to go for, if you can do it even more, but that would be good. What I have found for myself, one of the things that I've found very, very therapeutic, is writing down my negative thoughts and feelings, or, you know, when these feelings well up inside you, start writing them down and do not filter them. You know, sometimes we're writing something, oh, that's crazy, that's a stupid thing to say, but keep writing. The first thing that comes into your head, do not filter it in any way and keep writing. The next thing will come up and the next things will come up. And if you do this often, read what you've written, it will, and then replace the negative with more positive thoughts, that you'll find that the more you practice, the easier it will become for positive thoughts to become second nature for you. I would also tell yourself 5 positive things about yourself every day. And one of the big things is to help others, because when you focus on others, rather than being self-absorbed, you begin to realize how many people just are going through difficulties too, and it really puts more of a perspective on what you're dealing with. Remember, in order to become stronger and happier with your own life, sometimes we have to release things. And we're releasing some negative things for some more positive things, some better things to come into our life. And it's hard for us because we have a tendency to try to hang on to the old. But life has a really strange way of forcing us to let go, even if we feel we're not ready to do it. So you'll find that it will bring you where there's really no choice but to move forwards into that future. And who knows what's going to await you? It might be great, you know, and you need to think that way, that believe it's going to be better. Remember that your perspective is changed by your personal control, and knowing that is very powerful. So work towards positivity, remembering that you have the power. You have so much power that you have to discover about yourself. So I hope that helps. And perhaps now we'll go to a quiet space and let's all meditate in our own way. I'd like you to take in some, do a little breath work. And that would be in for four, hold for seven, and out for eight. I'd like to do that three times, and then I'm going to do just a kind of global healing right now for everybody listening and just for the universe in general. So breathe in for four, hold for seven, and blow it all out for eight. Do that two more times, and then we're going to go into a good place while I do the healing work.
So everyone, please take a few deep breaths in through your mouth and out. I mean, deep breaths in through your nose, sorry, and out through your mouth. And come back into your body. Hope everyone's feeling a little more relaxed. Hi, Nicole.
That was lovely. Would you like to work with the live caller next?
Hello.
Can you hear me now, Felice?
I can hear you now, yes. I didn't hear you.
Would you like to work with a live caller next?
Yes, I would.
917, you're up live with Felice. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is A from New York.
Hi, how are you?
Yeah, I'm okay. Thank you for taking my call.
How can I help you?
What kind of healing do you do? What kind of work do you do?
I don't. What do you mean by that exactly? I mean, what I do is sacred healing. It's divine energy, pure divine energy. So basically what I'm doing is I'm the middleman, if you like, and I'm transferring. As this energy comes through me, I send it to you.
Okay, that would be great.
Would that be good? Is there anything in particular you're dealing with, or you just want to just a general thing? Do you have any pains anywhere?
I don't have any pains, but I got a little bit. I got emotionally hurt by a friend, and that's what I'm kind of dealing with. I would like to get some healing on that.
Okay. Okay.
Please.
So you said your name is A?
Yes.
Okay. So let's start, and I'm going to begin just, you know, if you've been listening, you know, to take in the breaths. So it's breathing in through your nose for 4, hold for 7, out for 8, and I'm going to start working on your A. Now, you're in 917. Where is that?
New York.
New York. Okay. Let's begin. Okay? And when I finished, I'm sorry? I'm in Arizona.
Where? Oh, how nice. Okay, thank you.
Yeah, very hot here right now.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, here too.
Yes, but we're at least very dry here. I mean, it's like an oven, but we don't have too many bugs around, you know. So when I've finished, I will talk again and you can tell me how you're feeling, okay?
Okay.
Here we go.
Thank you.
Hello, A.
Hi.
How are you feeling?
I'm feeling a little bit like my heart opening.
Absolutely. That's exactly right. That's wonderful because that's what I'm feeling right now. It felt like you're a very gentle soul and this has really hurt you. But it felt like bubbles coming out, almost like going up into your throat area. It's almost like emotional bubbles.
Yeah.
And it needs to be released. I think what I feel is that you're a very sweet person and you kind of fall in with people. You know what I mean? You like to please people. And this is, you're really shocked about this. So it's going to need some work from you, but I want you to really look at your perspective on it because you have to see where it's come from. As far as, you know, look at the person and see into them. They may not be, you know, a bad person, but they haven't got your sensitivity.
Right. That's obvious. That's obvious.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and don't let it hurt you as much. Know that it's not you and that you're the way you are. And, you know, you have to live by your own values.
Yeah. I also wanted to find out if you could do anything related to opening up for a relationship to come in.
Well, we can try. I have had people come to me. I had a guy actually come to me. So I've had a few people come on relationship problems, and they said it has changed for them. Now, this guy, he came to me. He had just gone through a divorce. He was a nice-looking man. He was around 45, and he felt like he'd never find, you know, he was going to be alone because what had happened to him, he'd become really quite spiritual, and his ex-wife then had not become. She'd stayed the way she was, and so the energy really didn't work between them anymore, you know, because it really is all energy, and it's that vibration. Now, what I also suggest to you is if you're looking for relationship, you really don't settle for less than your values because you're going to get the wrong one coming in because it's the energy attracting the energy.
I was on a dating app and I thought I was talking to somebody and it wasn't that person. I stayed on the dating app for like two more days or so after that and then I just got rid of it. It doesn't resonate with me at all.
No. The thing is that, you know, my husband has a saying that you can't look for love. Love will find you.
Right.
And
right.
I think it's true. So what you have to do is you have to be true to yourself. Don't make compromises, big compromises. I mean, of course, you can make small compromises. We all have to compromise in little ways. But the real core values of you, you have to stick to because that's really what you want to attract in a partner.
Yeah, of course, in long-term partnerships. Yeah.
Long-term partners,
I just wonder,
otherwise it doesn't work.
I'm just wondering, like, what do you see there for me? Why it's
let's do another little short healing and let me see what comes in.
Yeah, that would be
okay.
Good. Thank you.
But as I say, just be true to yourself
I am.
Yeah, definitely. On your core values.
No, I stopped the whole thing. It's not for me. I never found anyone there for, you know.
Right.
It's not for me.
No, you need, what do you like to do? I mean, are there any social?
Yeah, it's a bit hard right now, but yeah, it will come.
Yeah, it is hard right now.
And I am working, so I'm fine, but you never know.
But, you know, love can just tap you on the shoulder when you least expect it.
Yeah, so I'm going to be open to that.
Very open to that. Very open to that. And let's do a little bit more. And after today, it might come sooner than you think.
Oh, God, I hope so. That just would be lovely.
Yes, and I'd really like you to let me know if that's the case. Call back.
Okay.
Okay, so we're going to start again, and I will speak to you as soon as I'm done, okay?
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi. How was that?
Well, I'm feeling some negative energy again from my
mm-hmm.
throat, chest. Some
yes.
uncomfortable, like not even, maybe not even wanting it. Like I don't even want a relationship, and then feeling some
mm-hmm.
sadness around it.
Mm-hmm.
Very strange.
Well, the thing is this, that really the relationship that I would suggest you have right now is really have one with yourself. I know that that's what lots of people say, but from my own experience, I think it's true.
That no, it is. Of course, that is true.
It is true. And but I think that what I saw for you is, it's really strange because what I could see was a couple walking. It was like a silhouette. And it seemed as if the woman was linking the man's arm, and they were kind of like just strolling. It was very peaceful.
Okay.
So I would get on with your life, do what's best for you, try and have some fun, even though I know times are difficult right now, but, you know, try and do a few things that make you happy, and just be open to
okay.
your best match coming in for you, what's best. Don't
yeah.
put it in a box and have ideas of what it is.
Okay.
Just allow it to come in. You'll make that decision when it comes in.
And let us know how it's going. I just wanted to let you know, Felice, we have another caller that's been waiting quite a while.
Okay.
And we have email questions, but I can save those till you're on next in a couple of weeks. But,
yes. Okay.
Did you want to take
okay.
the next call?
Yes, please. Thank you, A, and I look forward to hearing from you.
Yes, let us know how it goes. Area code 623, and you're now live with Felice. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, Felice. It's January. I am in Phoenix.
Hi. How are you, January?
I'm well. Thank you for taking the call. I appreciate it.
Oh, no, you're welcome. Do you mind if I tell people that you have been to me in person?
I was going to do that, too, so go for
okay,
it. Yes.
Okay, so talk away, January.
it's actually great that, you know, I met Felice many, many years ago, and she's actually, I can attest to her gifts because they've actually saved me, I could say twice, many, many years ago. And actually listening to the caller before was interesting because I was in a very, very toxic, narcissistic relationship that I wasn't in love with the person anymore. But to make a long story short, I just had a lot of that toxicity still in me, and I couldn't get past that. And I had also like mildly been talking to someone at that time and, you know, trying to get love back into my life somehow. And I went to Felice, and I mean, it was the best experience I've had in my life. Honest to goodness. Like I say that genuinely because it was, you know, it was not what I expected. It was way more than I expected, to the point where I literally was able just to shed that all in that room that day when I met you.
Mm-hmm.
And when I left, I literally got a text from that person who I was talking
mm-hmm.
to, and he's the love of my life.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah. Yeah.
And you know, that's crazy. And also, another experience I've had with Felice is not too long after that, I completely shattered my left leg. It was a sports injury. And over the waves of air, she was able to help me heal this. I didn't have any pain with it. I recovered with a complete shattering of my leg, which was unheard of, within 2 months. I took a lot of herbs also, which helped. But like the combination of everything, you know, I am so genuinely thankful for you, Felice.
You
just really came at a time in my life, you know, back then where I just, It was kismet for sure.
Yeah. No, January has really, she can really testify to this, that for her it's been really good. And I've always been in awe of it, January, because you know me. I mean, it's like, how did this happen?
Yeah.
It really is amazing. It really is amazing. And I do know that I was given that gift. I mean, it's absolutely honest and genuine. And you're, can attest to that. But it's just such a joy for me to hear how it's affected you and how much it helped you, because that's what it's all about. And you're just a wonderful receptive soul to it.
Yeah, I mean, I would be amiss if I said that I wasn't slightly skeptical at first in the beginning.
No.
And I'm not like a super skeptical person, but like, you know, the key was just opening, and you as a person and the combination of everything. And like, I felt things, I literally felt things that I've never felt before in my life. So,
had January for this smashing of a leg, she had a 6-hour surgery.
I did.
And at midnight that same night, her mum called me and said she was going into surgery and could I give her the healing. And January is in Phoenix, I'm in Tucson. And so I kind of went in, not for the whole 6 hours, but I kept on going in. And January felt me there with her, didn't you?
Yeah. Mhm.
She felt me in the operating room with her, and it was really amazing. And at midnight, I got a text from January, and I thought, how is she texting me now? And I said, where are you? She said, I'm home. They let me out.
Yeah. They let me out that night after the surgery, too, because everything went so well. Like, they completely put my leg back together. Like, it was in 1,000 pieces, and it's just amazing. I mean, I'm kind of speechless still to this moment because I don't quite know how to explain it.
I know, it's fantastic. It's really fantastic. So, January, should we do a little bit of healing this morning?
Yeah, definitely. Actually, when I was hearing what you were speaking about, you know, kind of going into a hole, like, I feel like the past year I've kind of been, I feel like I'm very empathic. I feel a lot of people, like I end up getting very lost as to who I am because I just take in so much.
Mm-hmm.
So, I feel like, I've just been kind of been very congested mentally. My motivation's gone. I feel very claustrophobic in my own body lately. And it's kind of, this has all been kind of progressing over the past year. And then it just got exacerbated by the whole virus, being stuck inside. I've been trying to be very safe. But, like, I just don't feel like I kind of know who I am lately or anymore. I've been waking up in physical pain every morning. Yeah. So I'm just...
Okay, so let's work on that.
I just feel very blocked.
Yeah, okay, let's work on that. Maybe you need to release some of this emotion that's not yours even, that you've taken on from other people.
Yes.
So do a few deep breaths. You've been listening. I like that 478. That was something given to me by a doctor at Banner, and she's a lovely woman, and she's a wonderful doctor, a very spiritual person, and that really worked. And that's come from, I've forgotten the doctor's name. He's a big doctor in holistic medicine. But anyway, Andrew Weil, that's who came up with that.
Yes.
We're going to start, and when I've finished, I will come back and we'll talk a bit more. Is that okay?
Sounds good. Yep.
Great. Thanks. Hi, January.
Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
I'm good.
Good. Yeah.
Wow.
Very good. That's great.
I, again, experienced something I never felt before.
And?
This time, oh my gosh, Felice, it was, once you started, within about 20 seconds, it was my eyes were flickering. Like, I couldn't keep them shut.
Mm.
Like, I was struggling to keep them shut. They were twitching so badly.
Mm-hmm.
I was struggling to keep them shut. And finally, like, it was for, like, a good 2 minutes. And, like, tears were coming down my face.
Good.
I was struggling to keep them shut. It was crazy. And then all of a sudden, it calmed. And I, like, my mind was very black up until this point. And then I started seeing a lot of color. And a window.
Yes. Yes.
A window with bright blue sky and clouds. And I have no idea what that means.
Right. Well, it sounds good.
Yeah. It very strange. Like, I felt like reaching for it, but it was like,
yes.
I don't feel like I've ever seen a picture that clear, like, behind my eyelids. Like, it wasn't like my mind thinking of a window.
You could see it. It came in as a picture.
I could see it. Yeah.
Yeah. I think that it's like it's opening up. It's almost like your third eye opened up. It's like seeing in. I know I've had experiences where it's not my mind, it's not my heart telling me a picture will just flash in. And I've seen that happens, and it's in vivid color. It's very, very bright. You know, it's
very
not like
bright.
In a color, yeah, that you see here on Earth that much. It's so vivid.
And it was very bright. Yeah, it was very light, very, very bright.
Yes, yes. You know that is, it's very spiritual. You just know it. Did you feel that?
Yes, and it was strange because there was these very large flashes of light that I can't explain because I've never, like, seen them physically with my eyeballs. It was
right.
Just, like, extreme light.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. It's
great.
Very radiant.
Great. And
yeah.
You feel lighter now. You feel lighter?
I feel much lighter, actually.
Good.
Yeah, because after that, it kind of just, like, it calmed down, and then I could just feel heaviness in my chest and kind of in my gut, but that slowly kind of, like, pulled away.
Mm. Well, you know, the release of the energy even through the tears, I mean, that really is, like, as we release that negativity that's inside us, whether we've got it from somebody else. Sometimes, I mean, you know me and my experiences, I mean, I've carried sometimes other people's energy, and sometimes it feels terrible. And
yeah.
I had to work really hard because it was like a double-edged sword. There were some things I was supposed to receive from it, but some I had to work off. And in a way, it made me much stronger. It developed me.
Mm-hmm.
But this is most likely part of your development stage now, your evolution, your soul evolution, what's going to come in next for you. I'll be very interested to hear what comes from this.
Yeah. Me too.
You know, because when you came and the love of your life entered so quickly afterwards, you know, and that happened with this guy that came to me, the same thing, you know, his love of his life entered. It took him maybe 5 times he came, and then suddenly he said to me, I've met somebody, and he never really expected to meet anybody ever again. And and there you go. So I thank you for sharing all this, January. Thank you so very much.
Thank you. I really am grateful. I really am.
And we're going to have another show, I think, Nicole, later this month, the usual time.
The fourth, excuse me, yes. We're
yes,
actually,
on the fourth Tuesday.
At the top of the hour, the system's going to cut us off any second. So
okay, Nicole. So, okay, January, thank you so very, very much.
Thank you, yes.
Blessings.
Yes, thank you.
Okay, and thank you, Nicole. If people want to get in touch with me, 520-576-3942. Right now, it's $35 for 15 minutes. And you can go up incremental in 15-minute sessions. So, and it's all distant healing because of this virus, but it's working for people. So thank you so much, everybody, for listening in. Thanks for the show, Nicole. Speak to you next time.
Looking forward to it already. Felice is all linked up at newsforthesoul.com. And luckily, we didn't get cut off there. So the next show is going to resume as soon as we reset this board. Marlene Elke is next, Sacred Sound Surprises. And again, you can find Felice Diana all linked up at newsforthesoul.com.
You're listening to the News for the Soul Radio Network.